Hello Gemini, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 31st and the whole week ahead. Well, it is New Year's Eve and the moon is there in the sign of Aquarius, but no aspects. This gives you a chance to wonder and ponder about your future, but especially about the things that you wish to do this year. If some of the things you want to do is travel more or go to places you've never been before, then that is absolutely perfect. If you want to learn or do something new to increase your intellect even better, think about it. Here's your Sunday stars. With the Mars conjunct Neptune, and it's January the 1st, and certainly you might want to have the hair of the dog that bit you, because Mars Neptune is all about, well, anything from drink and drugs to other addictions. So be a little bit warned that you may have airy-fairy harum-scarum ideas which will come to naught. Good job it's New Year's Eve. Sorry, New Year's Day. Because otherwise, see, even I'm getting it wrong. And that's what happens with Mars conjunct Neptune. Your mind is all over the place. And here's your Monday stars. Moon conjunct Venus. That's rather lovely. I expect someone to come into your life now who is not only beautiful to look at, but could be beautiful mentally and intellectually. They come up with ideas and thoughts that are lovely. But also have a look around about a journey or travel. Don't want you to make it yet because Mercury is retrograde. But I'd certainly like you to look at travel brochures or get online and see about going somewhere very, very pretty. And here's your Tuesday stars. Venus moves into Pisces and connects to Mercury, your ruler, currently moving backwards. So time to think about things. Because Venus in Pisces is in your 10th house, so look it up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. You'll see that you need a complete and utter fashion overhaul if you're going to make your mark professionally. Begins now, you've got a lot of weeks to do it, but it shouldn't be the first choice you follow. Oh no. Second, third, or even fourth. And here's your Wednesday stars. Mercury is going to move backwards now into your seventh house of relationships. You need to be fully aware that whenever Mercury is retrograde, you're never going to hear the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that especially goes for a relationship or a partnership. Someone is not going to tell you precisely what is going on. Or is it you that's withholding information? Well, whatever, over the next few weeks, be aware that you're not going to hear everything you want to hear. Here's your Thursday stars. Little difficult as a day, especially if you've crossed authority in some way, anything from the tax office to other government offices or just people in power. There is a problem here. You shouldn't take the advice of a friend who doesn't really know what's going on, but thinks they do. And that's the most dangerous person. Someone who think they know what they're doing, and yet you take them as gospel. So not right. And here's your Friday stars. Lots going on in this line of Aries. Joining a new club or a group or an organisation for the new year is the way to go. You need to meet new people. You need to bring new faces, interesting folks into your life, and that's the way you'll do it. There's an old saying, isn't there? You need to get out more. Me telling you that as a Gemini, but really, you need to get out more, but to different places. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.